He has made me glad. For I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. For I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I was glad when they said to me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, for I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us come into the house of the Lord. So what did I do? I just entered these gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter His court with all my praise, and I will say, this is the day that my Lord has made. For I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. Oh, He hath made me glad. Oh, yes, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. Oh, yes, He has made me glad. For I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I was glad when He said, I was glad when He said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I will enter these gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter His court with all my praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. For I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. For I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
It's good to be in the house. You may be seated.
Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. You know, these messages have been coming pretty hot.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of led me to one thing. You know, what else is left? You know, that was the thought that I was left with. You know, we've done every,
sure,
manifested every scripture.
Well, amen.
You know, that space of a half an hour, he really meant it was a half an hour to him. But the manifestation's here.
That's right.
We're just waiting on that one thing. You know, I don't know why we got to wait any longer. You know, it's just a thought. He said we travel like a thought. I couldn't get over that. I still can't get over that. They traveled here like a thought, with one thought. The thought that we've been going back and forth with each other with. The same thought we've been eating on. It's just been getting brighter and brighter and brighter.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
Every day I think about the rapture. I think about the saints on the other side. Well, really, they're not on the other side. They're right here. It's no longer them over there and us over here. It's now we're one.
Yes.
And I'm just waiting for that curtain to drop where I can see them and they can see me.
Amen.
I can't wait to see the face of Jesus.
Oh, my. Oh.
The one that died for me.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see all my loved ones. Mm. And, you know, if you watch the news, you would know how bad this world is. I mean, it's bad. And after that service where you preached, we're all one now, and they're here, and it's no more there and there and here. And, you know, that's another step forward. A little bit closer. So I'm going to try to sing this song. Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray, come Jesus, come, let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long. Today be the day. He'll come for the weak and the strong just the same, and all who will believe in the power of his name. We need you right now. has come.
No, it won't be long till we'll be leaving here. No, it won't be long. Oh, we'll be going home. Sing that again. No, it won't be long until we'll be leaving here. No, it won't be long. Oh, we'll be gone. Just count the years as months, and count the months as weeks, count the months as weeks, and count the weeks as days, any day now, oh, we'll be gone. No, it won't be long till we'll be leaving here. Oh, no, it won't be long. Oh, we'll be going home. Just count the years as months, years as months, and count the months as weeks, count the months as weeks, and count the weeks as days, any day now, oh, we'll be going home.
Sing that one more time. Count them years.
Count the years as months. Just count the years as months. And count the months as weeks. And count the weeks as days. Any day now. Oh, we'll be going home.
Bless you. Let me get these announcements out of the way. July 17th, which is next week, we got Brother Nathan from True Word Tabernacle coming out to bless us. And then just remember, sign-ups are still in the back. July 20th is our camping trip, 2 p.m. departure. Let's sing How Great Is Our God, and we'll get him up.
Thinking about a couple of things. You know, Satan forever is trying to get us to miss what God's doing, you know, and he gets it's an unrest that he tries to bring.
That's right.
And you know, I'm thinking about this rapture. You know, we're talking about it, and it's upon us. We're in it.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, you know, but it's so beautiful because he's just revealing his word,
awesome.
Just like he always has, you know. And I'm thinking, Lord, I can just rest and be at peace. And if you come today, I'm ready as I'll ever be, you know. And because I see the word. I understand what he's doing. He's revealed himself to me. And that's what it takes to take a change. And, you know, I'm so thankful to be part of this bride. So thankful to be able to look all the way back and to see what he's done. You know, with the rest of the bride. Whether they knew it or not, whether they were excited or not, whether they knew what was going on, or, you know, he was fulfilling his word.
Right.
You know, I think in a song, you know, his truth keeps marching on, you know, and I think no greater words were ever spoken. You know, his word just keeps moving. You know, I was thinking about you know, the bride, the waiting bride, which we're waiting to, talking about me, talking about them, the waiting bride, you know. And, you know, Brother Bram said that we're swung back to eternity, everything except for our bodies. And they're in the same position. They're swung back to eternity. You know, we've already united with that bride. We've united in the same revelation, same understanding. They're learning. They're watching this thing unfold and seeing it unfold before their eyes, so to speak, same as we are. And I'm so thankful to know that.
Amen.
And I guess it's just such a rest to know that day by day, he's just fulfilling his word. And, you know, we think, well, that's rapture's going to be it. But no, rapture's just the beginning. He said we're learning on the other side and live in eternity and still learn more and more and more and more. You know, we have no grasp of eternity, you know, in these bodies, with these minds. We just can't really comprehend what God's doing, you know, what God really is. You know, we get a glimpse, and that's so excites us in this in this flesh. But, you know, to know that it's so much greater than that, you know, it's like in that teaspoon of ocean and knowing it's, you know, not a drop in what he's prepared for those that love him.
Amen.
You know, he said, I'd never seen, ear never heard, neither enter into the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him. And I'm thankful to love him. I'm thankful to see where we're at. And I couldn't rest anymore.
No.
That's why I say, you know, Satan has no hold. I'm so at rest. You know, the old dog sitting on the porch, he ain't worried about nothing. No. He's seen cars before. You know, seen somebody honking down. He's seen kids playing. He's seen it all.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there resting. And it's such a perfect peace. And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. Song number 210 in the course. Splendor of the King.
Yes.
The splendor of the King, he's clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, it trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
Age to age.
Age to age, he stands. All time is in his hands. Beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. The Godhead three. Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great.
Above all names.
Yes, he's the name above all names. So worthy of our praise. Yes, my heart will sing, how great is our my heart will sing, how great is our God.
How great is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
Greatest there is, and we sing praises to you. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. You've been so good to us. We're thankful. You're worthy of all the praise. One day, every tongue will confess and every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for your love, your mercy and grace. Thank you for the service. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the songs. Lord, thank you for the hour and the clear understanding that we're seeing and what we live in. And Lord, as we're here tonight, Lord, we ask that you brighten it up a little bit more to us, Lord, and enthuse a little bit more. Give us a little bit more marching orders. Have your way. Move the preacher out of the way, the hearer out of the way, Lord. Where we just forget about ourselves for a little while, Lord. Get lost in that other dimension. One day where we'll never have to come back. Have your way. Even so, Lord, come. We thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to be here with you all tonight. Fellowship around the Word once again. Present day Word. Scriptures that are alive now. That means everything to us. And we thank God for what we're seeing. And what He's revealing to us. And, you know, it takes Him to reveal the Word, as Brother Destin was even saying, so that we can fully see where we are. And I am thankful for what we're seeing, because I do know it's another step. And, you know, eventually, at least on this side, it's going to be the last step. And I'm looking forward to that last step. And I'm struggling here a little bit, and I ain't got time to play with this, so I'm going to give this over to my wife. If it doesn't work, I need that top one right there. I'll just preach without it. That's okay. Because we got the Word in us. It's part of who we are. And it's not because I'm educated or because I'm smart, but it's because I've been feasting on this unfailing body word of the Son of Man, that if I don't have one note, I'm okay. Because this thing's part of who I am. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I don't mean that like I'm up here doing anything. I'm talking about this is the thing I love. It's me and it's one. And I don't go home and forget about what was preached on Sunday or what was said on Sunday night. I still got things in my heart that was said on Sunday morning, on Sunday night. I don't need a note to remind me of those things. They're part of who I am. They're what made me take that other step. They're near and dear to me. They made a book one time, they called it Gold Nuggets, where they gathered all these little quotes that Brother Branham said, and they called them nuggets. Well, that's what it is. It's, no, it's gold nuggets, so to speak. And I ain't going to trade my gold in for wood. You can have the world, you can have all that, but give me Jesus. Give me this word. And you're just going to, and it's okay, don't worry about too much leads. You just got to believe what I tell you tonight. And thank God we have believers here. Because I'm going to paraphrase some quotes for you. Because I know what I studied, and it's all good, but this thing's real. Amen. This thing's exciting. Amen. I like it this way a little bit. I was thinking, I've been thinking, you know, Seth, he's better off sometimes when he doesn't try to study anything. He just gets up and lets go. Well, God's going to put me to the test. But this is how it works. We're just going to let go and let God have His way. Because that's what He wants anyhow. He's never wanted man to get in the way. Man's idea has always been wrong. Man's ideas, man's ways get you in trouble. But when you can get out of the way and let God have His way, when you just trust His word and you step out on His word and step out by faith, by revelation, that He's going to take care of the situation. He'll take care of it every single time. He likes doing that. It's how He gets to show Himself off. He said, I'll take somebody that didn't study a thing and I'll just take over and preach the whole entire message. I'm kind of excited about it right now. God don't want me to use it now. I went ahead and learned it. She's even got it figured out. He don't want me to use it. But that's okay. He can have His way. That's exciting to me. You say what you want to say, Lord. You know, we know how. We've had this type of teaching for a long time. This ain't nothing new for us. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. I got an interesting reading for you here, but when I read it, you'll kind of enjoy it. I know you will. And when I get done with it, I'll tell you how Brother Branham references it, because Brother Branham uses scripture too. But as I read it, you'll probably start picking up what points I'm going to make with it. Verse 13 is where I want to start. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And what are you going to find out? These guys were believers. I mean, they were talking about what Jesus did. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? They were pretty up to date. All the way to the point where they knew where Jesus' tomb was. They knew where to go look for him. Now think about that. They were pretty up to date. Believers. Brother Branham said they were Jesus' disciples. And he said unto them, and said, these days? And Jesus said, and he said unto them, what things? Jesus playing a little bit with them, but he's getting them to somewhere. I think Jesus was more like us than people think. That sounds like Brother Childers to me. What things? Knowing the answer, you're going to see if you're going to get in trouble. And these guys got in trouble. And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed. They believed it. Prophet, mighty indeed. Really, pretty up to date in their day in this message. Yeah. Think about it. Can't criticize it too much. But there's something important here I'm going to make a point. And word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been which should have redeemed Israel. Now they started missing a little bit of scripture. And beside all this, to this day is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and a certain woman also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And a certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he expounded them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He went on to show them the rest of the scriptures. And they drew nigh into the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for toward the evening of the day is far spent, and he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave it to them, and their eyes were open. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us? While he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures. May God add the blessing to the reading of his word. Now, I want to first say this, because Brother Branham preached a message, when their eyes were open, they knowed him. And he preached it a few different times, two or three different times, and he used the scripture to preach it. And one of the main points he was making with the scripture is he would say it's a lot like today, but he would tie it to denominations. They would believe so much of the scripture and not go all the way. And that was one of the main points he was making, and I want to make sure I throw that in there. But if you read that message, he also made a few other points. Because he talked about these men, how they were Jesus' disciples. And that they were almost right up to date. They knew all the scriptures. I mean, they knew all the good things Jesus did. They knew their day and their message in that sense. They followed him. But there were just some other scriptures that they just hadn't seen that was causing them not to look to the right thing. And the only reason why I'm starting here, because this ain't even really the only scripture I'm going to use, is how important it is to be able to see all the scriptures pertaining to your day. Because if you don't see those scriptures pertaining to your day, you'll miss where Jesus is at. And you get where I'm going with that. It's the same Jesus. It's the same third day in his message. He was supposed to come and be alive and do all those things. But that's not the only thing they needed to see. They needed to see the fact that he was supposed to be crucified and die and resurrect. But they just didn't quite see that scripture.
Right.
If they had, their attitude would have been different.
Yeah.
What they were looking for would have been different. How they were behaving would have been different. They would have completely acted different than they had been in that scripture.
Wow.
And what Jesus did is he started trying to open their eyes. Don't just stop there. There's a lot, some other scriptures that talk about me too that will help you see who I am.
Right.
Same message, same Jesus, same everything else. There's just a few more scriptures I want to show you so you can see where we're at.
Amen.
So we can take another step.
Yeah.
And it's important to see all these scriptures.
Amen.
And I like that because I feel like that's a little bit what's happened to me lately.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a believer. I'm not denominational. I ain't putting us in that group. And we are good at this church. We take up steps. But the point I just wanted to make to you is it's important that you see your day and its message like we've always preached. To the point where you see these scriptures, because if you see them right, it'll have you acting and doing the right things.
Amen.
To get the job done.
Amen.
And that's been driven home to me here lately. I can see so clearly how important it is to realize that it ain't just a living bride. And we've known this for a little while to a certain point. Of course we've known there's a living and a sleeping. But as we all know, we see it so much clearer this evening. How much it is a living and sleeping, and we're not so separated. We're actually very united.
Amen.
And we needed to be able to see that.
Amen.
To know where we are.
Amen.
To know how to act, so to speak.
Amen.
To know what to do in the present day that we live in.
Amen.
And what I love about it, and Brother Moore said it so eloquently Sunday night, it's the same message. On one side of the coin, it's new to us because it's just the first time we're seeing it. It's the first time God's brightened it up such a way. But on the other side of the coin, it's always been there. Altogether new to us, but perfectly in line with Scripture. It's kind of like that story right there. Same Jesus, same message, but there's more Scripture that pertain to the day he was living in than what they had gotten an understanding of. And when you get more understanding of Scripture, and I'm not talking about you knowing all 1,100 books and you being able to get up here and preach. I'm just talking the importance of revelation. When you see your day and its hour and where we're at, it'll have you take another step. And why I'm so excited. And I'm not, I'm sorry, y'all. This is like Revelation 10, 8, 11 for me. I'm talking about my day. I'm going to say something, the same thing they've already said. As I see how closer, much closer we are.
Yeah.
To getting out of here.
Yeah.
But what I also see is I've been, and you know what? There's still only one thing on our plate.
Yeah, that's right.
That's still true.
That didn't change that.
That's what's so great about it. But what's so important is in order to get to where we're trying to get to, we have to see these things. Because otherwise we wouldn't know what to call for in the right way.
Amen.
And it's not that we have to work it up, but you know how this thing goes. God's using human flesh to be able to have a revelation and call for these things.
Right.
We need to be able to see this. We need to know what to look for. Otherwise, the only thing we're going to try to fulfill is Revelations 10, 8 through 11.
Amen.
And guess what? I'm still fulfilling that today.
Amen.
It's still part of the message. It's still our day and it's message. But if that's the only scripture I see, I'll miss some other scriptures that are part of this day and hour, and I'll only be worried about prophesying again when I need to also be focused on getting this entire body up, understanding that I'm the intelligence to the body, and the intelligence to the body controls the entire body. And I got to act like that a little bit.
Amen.
And I got to be careful how I say it. It ain't me doing anything on one side. It ain't man. And man's not. Just all because of God and his word. His word is the headship. His word is the intelligence. But it's that revelation of that word that allows us to preach it, allows us as a body to speak it, allows us to take the authority that we're able to take upon ourselves. Now think about Jesus. I always love to this quote is imperfect faith. Brother Branham talked about Jesus, said he could say those things so confidently because he knew what the word said about him. Amen. He had a revelation of what the word said about him. Destroy this body in 3 days. I'll raise it up. Because he knew what the scripture said about him. He could take the right kind of authority and do what he was supposed to do. And yes, he was a man. Lord, let this cup pass for me if it was possible. But on the inside, Jesus is a revelated man.
Yeah.
And he knew what the word said about him. So he wasn't afraid to say, I know I can't see corruption. Destroy this temple and I'll raise it in 3 days.
Yeah.
And notice that little scripture there. Yeah. They even said it's been 3 days.
Yeah.
You know the first thing that came to Jesus' mind? Yeah. That's what the word said. I already told you that. It's already been there for a little while. You just, this ain't changed nothing. This is what the word already said. Oh, that's how I feel like I'm at. I see a little bit more who's going with me. I see a little bit more what I'm supposed to do. I see what I could have been doing for 40 years. Of course, God's always right on time. But I see the hour I'm supposed to be at a little bit clearer tonight to where I can preach it a little bit different tonight that it will help you take another step. Oh, that's important to see. Now, it's not taken away because like Brother Moore said Sunday night, he might go preach somewhere tomorrow and he's prophesying among many tongues and kings and nations. It's been fulfilled and it is fulfilled. You know, I was studying this week a little bit and I was over there in this day our scripture's fulfilled because that's the place where Brother Branham says, basically, we've come as far as we can in the written word. Justification, sanctification, baptism, host, it takes these hidden mysteries. And he goes through that. He goes through the cloud. And I kept reading down. He actually makes a statement. He said, but let me bring you a little bit more up to date.
Right. Amen.
That's, and he said, he wanted to get it to the Son of Man, not just God coming to him altogether. It's just look at me. It's the Son of Man's on the scene. And I thought, isn't that what God keeps doing with us all the time? Give us this day our daily bread. Now, once again, people, this ain't a new message. This isn't another book getting open. The book's already been open. It was open in 63. I'm not saying this that way. It's God brightening it up for us, revealing to us what's been in that open book the whole time. So it's not another book getting open, but it's just an up-to-date God.
Amen.
Give us this day our daily bread. That's how this thing works. You got to be up to date. When James was preaching Sunday, I said a little bit in closing, it was more up to date to me. I seen how important it was that these things had to happen. I had to get to this point. I needed to be able to see the entire bride body.
Amen.
Because Brother Moore, who's got things up his sleeve, I know. And you know what's great about it? I see a decent amount, but you know, I know he sees some stuff. But here's what I got. But don't worry, I don't presume. So I ain't going anywhere I don't know is true. But what I do know is this, that this body, the sleeping and the living, are more united than we thought.
Amen.
And we have the same revelation and the same understanding of where we are.
Amen.
And I know that Luther's not sitting there worried about sanctification, and Paul's not worried about the falling away coming first. They see clearly it has happened exactly the way it's supposed to happen.
Amen.
But what I see so much that we're so united, I see how important it is of us to be united because we're all going to go meet him in the air. Before I'm done tonight, I'm going to read Revelation, the 4th chapter. And I'm not saying it's the only scripture that Brother Moore is going to show us, but I know the message still is there's only one thing left in our plate. And all these other things have to be done before you can get to Revelations 4 and 1. You can call it Revelations 19. It's the same thing. Going to the wedding supper. But that's got to happen. I'm getting there. But I know it's not just me going. I know it ain't just you going. It's an entire 2,000 bride
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
But here's the thing. I even see a little bit stronger. The intelligence of that body is what controls that body.
Yes.
And it's the thing that's going to move that body
right.
and tell it what to do.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that's making sense to you.
Amen.
Now, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. Even Brother Seth on Sunday was trying to show some scriptures that he could see. I was talking about us as a group. Well, I can see 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. I can see it pertaining to just this local assembly, but I can see it pertaining to the entire body. Verse 12, 1 Corinthians 12, chapter verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. And if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were the hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more those members of the body that which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. That there be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. I know that was a little bit of reading, but I want to read it because it just shows you how a body works. Now here's what's so great about it, is we now see the entire body. We don't have to be another part. That's brightened up to me a little bit. But I'm going to say it in a nicer way. I don't have, you know what, I'm a justified individual. God justified me, I'm a sanctified individual, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But if you never see that physically out of me, that's the bigger picture right there. It's done. I see my body. I've come through justification. You want to see justification? Look at Luther. You want to see sanctification? Look at Wesley. You want to see the gifts? Look at 1906 and Pentecost and restoration of the gifts. You want to see the restoring of the word? Look at Malachi 4. But this is a different day. This is a different part of the body. You know, I always like to say, oh, we said these things before, but not in the light we have today. We're really the headship to the body. We're the thing that controls the body. And we don't have to keep going back and covering everything. It's just naturally who we are. Sanctification, gifts, and all that will naturally come out of me when God wants it to, because it's part of the body. But I'm not here trying to make that stuff work. I'm focused on my day and its message, doing my job. I need to put my body to work the right way. That's what I'm trying to say. And we already have been for quite a while. But I'm not trying to walk on my hands. I'm walking on my feet. I'm not trying to breathe with my heart. I'm breathing with my lungs. And you say, why? You go, no, I'm just trying to make it simple for you. I'm not trying to do Wesley's job. I'm not trying to do Luther's job. I'm trying to do my job, because I realize the body's perfect. And they did their job perfectly. And when I see this the right way, I'll be able to walk faster than I've been walking.
Amen.
Naturally. When you start learning to walk, a little kid, I can't even imitate it right, but they're going to walk and stumble. Fall down sometime. Get up, walk a little bit better. Eventually they're going to run, but then they're not quite ready for the run, so they'll fall down and run, scrape their knee, bump their head. But there comes a time when you see that body, you know how I'm talking about the natural, and know how to put it to work.
Yeah.
You can run, you can sprint, you can stop at a drop of a hat,
yeah.
You can keep your balance,
yeah.
You can hop, you can skip,
yeah.
You can just lean on one side,
yeah.
You can do so many more things when you realize you got your body and you use it and balance it the right way.
Yeah.
Well, that's just in the natural.
Right.
But I'm trying to say that's where we are in the spiritual.
Yes,
we're up here with a mature, perfect bride body. Balance, walking that straight down the line, not walking in high heel shoes that the vision Brother Bram saw, but somebody that's got it right down the middle of the road.
Amen.
Oh, I can see so clearly that we're balanced.
I can see so clearly that the body's built. I can see so clearly that the head's here and that everybody is answering to that word. Yeah. Every part of the body, not just the living. The living and the sleeping all are going under the command of the mind of God.
Amen.
And then when you, in the natural, that brain's so sending signals so over the place where you're sprinting, running, stopping. It's doing it without we even consciously knowing. And this is just me this week just rejoicing. I'm thinking, God's coming here, and before we didn't even expect him to, and he'll just say something.
Right.
Before you know it, it's like we're running.
Yeah.
It's something, it's another step.
Yeah.
And that's what God's been doing for us. And it's an exciting hour to be living in.
Yes.
We don't have to build the body again. We don't have to do justification again. We don't have to do sanctification. It's already part of the body, already fulfilled. This is a united body seeing the same thing in this day and hour. We will not go out of here anytime sooner than God wants us to. We do nothing until the Father first shows us. But like I said a few Sundays ago, and it's more real to me tonight, I can see so clearly that the whole body's built. The thing that controls the entire body's here. It's a step to me realizing, like we always say, one day we're going to realize we don't have to be here. Well, I'm realizing headship's to the body. I'm realizing a little bit closer. Wait a minute. The thing that says, come on, let's go. I realize it's here, Brother Moore. I realize that this is the hour to get out of here stronger than I ever have. And I'm resting like you are. I didn't make the feet happen. I didn't make the knees happen. I didn't make the elbows happen. God's built the whole entire body, and he's the one that brought the headship to the body. But I know this, he will get us out of here the day he needs. And he's going to use the headship to do it. Because that's how the body moves. And that's where we are in this hour.
Amen. That's right.
And I can't say that enough. Because I see it so clearly. Because I want to go to Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. I like to say things carefully. Because I promise you, I'm not up here trying to make the rapture happen. It'll happen just on time. It's already in process. I'm not in here trying to force it. I'm not even in here trying to just call one special individual. But we're so close. Just telling you. I don't know why Don Allen and your brother Children ain't just showing themselves. That's how close it is. Now, I ain't trying to force that to happen. But I don't see why not. I don't see why Don Allen couldn't come walking in here tonight. I don't see why Earl Childs couldn't come in here walking here tonight. That's how real this thing is to me. That's why I'm getting ready to go read Thessalonians 4. We're not preventing them. They're not hindering us. We're together in this thing. He put all things together in one. In Ephesians 1 and 10, the fullness of time. That's happened. That's done happened since 1963. We are one completed bride body. We see that the intelligence to the body. The body is complete. We're not waiting on the building of the body. Of course, people will awaken to their day, the last one, if there's supposed to be another baby, be born as part of the bride. We will not get out of here until that baby's born. I recognize every bit of that. But I also at the same time see how close we are, that this is the day, this is the hour, and I see an entire body ready to unite. That is only the fourth chapter. One of these mornings, one of these days. Paul says, verse 13, brother, but I would not have you be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now we know how that works, don't we? That happened at the fullness of time. They're here, the coming of the Lord right here with us. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, it's happened. With the voice of the archangel, it's happened. But here's the one I want to hone in on today. And with the trump of God. Now, you guys know, 6 months ago, somewhere around there, we've been waiting on a trump. And then we realized Trump's here. It's blowing. He does all three in his coming. And I'm getting ready to tell you what that trump does for you. It's a gathering. It's a gathering of a total gathering to a feast. A gathering is more than one. A gathering is more than one age.
Yeah.
The gathering of the entire bride body of all 2,000 years. That's what the trump is. It ain't just the voices of the resurrection. It's what gets them up. I know that too. But the trump is the gathering to go to the feast. And that's a part of our day in this message too. Believe that all the scripture says, it don't just stop at the voice. It goes all the way to a trump.
Yeah.
And that trump is talking to you tonight. It's the same word. It's the same message. It ain't a new message. It's the trump of God, the word of God saying, it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting to me. Because he does all three. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together.
Yeah.
Together. Unified. Yeah. One body. Many members. Yeah. Caught up together.
Right.
With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Yeah.
That's one of James' favorite part of the scripture. We have comfort in these words.
Yeah.
We're not like those that have no hope.
No.
This promise gives us comfort.
Amen.
And we've seen for a while, we're right in the middle of that scripture.
Amen.
And for the longest time, we thought we only done 2/3 of the scripture.
Right.
But I see that all three were happening that is coming.
Amen.
But that trump does something.
Oh, yeah.
It does a different job than that voice.
Right.
It does a different job than that shout.
Amen.
It's the same message, but it's just different things that it's purpose for. It's got a different part of it. And that trump is calling us to a feast.
Amen.
It's gathering us together.
Yes. Yes.
And spiritually, we know that's already happened. I ain't trying to make that still happen, but there's going to be a physical reunion.
Yes.
Where we're going to go meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And God's already told us about 6 months ago, we're not waiting on a trumpet. That trumpet's here.
Amen.
And at the last trump, the Bible tells me, we shall all be changed. A-double-L-L.
Amen.
Not just one. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, that's what's going to happen. That's what I'm looking for. I ain't looking to just keep prophesying. I'm looking for every A-L-L, all, are changed and go to meet the Lord in the air. The next step. That's what I'm looking for. I'll keep prophesying as long as I'm here. I'll keep being the Son of Man as long as I'm here. I'll keep being St. John 14:12 as long as I'm here. I'll be all the scriptures that pertain to me. Because I'm the living, breathing Word of God. But I ain't just stopping that Jesus was alive. I know you've got to be resurrected and come out of the tomb. And I know that trump's sounding. And we got to be gathered together. Not just one person. Not just one age. All of us. To go meet him in the air. The intelligence that moves that whole entire body's here. Think about that. Lights come down to the body. That's another way to say it. That's what Brother Bram said. Lights come down to the body. The thing that moves us in the body. The things that puts us to actions in the body. And we've been moving for a while. But I see how much stronger. God's in the moving, living, breathing bride. All of us really alive. We call them sleeping because their body's in the dust. But they're alive. They never really were dead. They're just dead on this natural earth. But they just went to another house. Another dimension. A house prepared for them. Not made by man. Made by God. And they've been there waiting just like we're waiting in that sense. You said they were the waiting bride. They want to go, we want to go. We all see the same thing. Wait a minute, it's the trump time. It's time to get out of here. Time to go home. It's time to move. Time to act like a body.
Yes.
And there's no doubt in my mind, Brother Moore's going to show us what that body really is. A move. I already see it coming. I can feel it coming. I was hoping he'd preach tonight, to be real honest with you. Because I see it coming, but I'm here to tell you I'm excited.
Lord,
this message don't get old to me.
No.
We can start talking about this bride getting together and being one as many times as you want.
Yes.
We can talk about the intelligence come down the body as many times as you want. We can talk about we're all singing the same song as many times as you want.
Yeah.
We can talk about we've all seen our names in the book as many times as you want.
Amen.
We can talk about it being one body till we all come to the knowledge of the perfect unity of the faith as much as you want. Because I can see that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We're not climbing a ladder. We're not building the body. We're not trying to figure out who the body is. We know who she is. She's standing on her feet. She's moving in action. She's been alive for quite a while. And the only thing left on our plate is the rapture. Get out of here. That's exactly right. Now I want to turn over to Revelation, the 4th chapter. Because I see something in there that gets me excited. I'm going to remind you one more time. We're not getting out of here any day sooner than when God says it's time to go. And one day he'll tell us the hat will be in the right place, it'll be the right time, and we'll realize we don't have to be here, and we're going to really get out of here. But I'm going to remind you, we're closer tonight than we've ever been. And I guess I try to paint you a picture. To get to there, I got to make this step. Then I got to make this step. Then I got to make this step. Then I got to make this step. And then I got to make this step. These steps matter. Because if you don't, you can't go here to here. God don't work that way. He's in perfection, remember I told you. He don't skip any step. He don't skip anything. He wants a perfect bride. He don't want a half-made one, skip over a part. It's that every step counts. Every step matters. But as far as God's concerned, to get to here to there, that step mattered, that step mattered, that step mattered, that step mattered. Well, here's what I want to show you that's so exciting to me about Revelation 4 and 1. It means that Revelation 2, chapter 2, and Revelation chapter 3 has been fulfilled. It means that step 1, so to speak, has been fulfilled. Step 2 has been fulfilled. Because it goes through the seven church ages and what's happened in those church ages. And yeah, they're still blind, they're still miserable, they're still naked, that's still happening today, but that has been fulfilled. We're not waiting on that to be fulfilled. It's been fulfilled and being fulfilled. He's been at the door knocking for quite a while. Still at the door knocking, but that has been fulfilled, still being fulfilled, but we're not waiting on it to be fulfilled. You get what I'm trying to say? That's already been in manifestation for a while. We're not waiting on that manifestation. In that seven church age, a prophet had to come. That's been fulfilled. In that day, the book had to be opened. That's been fulfilled. And I know now we're getting into the eighth day, but I'm telling you, this is identified in that seventh age because he said the seven earthly angel will be here when the heavenly angel comes down. That's had to be fulfilled, and it's been fulfilled. This day, those scriptures have been fulfilled. Those steps have happened.
Amen.
Well, if you realize that, you kind of realize you're only like that. You're moving, you're pretty close to that final step. And what I'm trying to say, and I said earlier, is I realized I needed to see the entire body, not just this age. That was another step. But I see the body's filled, the body's built, the chapters 2 and 3 done. Verse 1, chapter 4 is the last chapter. Brother Branham said that you heard about the bride until it gets to chapter 19. So what's next? And I know that we're going to behave more and more like a body. And Brother Moore's going to shine that up for us. But I also know the rapture's the only thing on my plate. Oh, I can preach that's the next step and still be right, too. Because listen to what he says in Revelation, the fourth chapter, verse 1. After this, after what? After the seven church ages are finished. What's that? After chapter 2 and 3, exactly right. Now, Brother Branham tells you can't read this book like a storybook. But there are verses you read in consecutive order. And John purposely said, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet. That wasn't coincidence. Talking with me. He said, come up hither, the rapture, leaving this earth and going to another dimension, at the last trump, going to the wedding supper. And you said something tonight, and I even thought about this. In order for the next things in these sequence of events to happen, this has got to happen first. He can't even go deal with Israel until we're out of here. Think about it. That's scripture. That's the order. That's how God works. Until we're off this earth, the bride's gone, he doesn't go deal with Israel, Brother Moore. But when he says, come up hither, the next thing is he says, I'll show you the things which must be hereafter. We're gone. We're in the wedding supper. We're not even on this earth. We got to get out of here so the rest of the story can happen. We ain't going any day sooner than we're supposed to. But I'm here to tell you, the next thing after chapters 2 and 3, come up hither. One side of the coin, we know spiritually we've already come up hither. But I'm talking about a physical last trump resurrection. Don't take away my natural marriage supper. Don't take away my glorified body. I'm getting a glorified body. And I'm going to unite with my loved ones physically. They're already here. They see the same thing I see, caught up in the revelation just like I am. But but I'm going to actually unite to them and see them in a physical body, Brother Moore. Oh, that's the next thing. We got to be united. We are united, and we're going to be united. Oh, that's exciting to me.
Amen.
Come on, Earl Children. Come on down, Alan. That's what I mean. I'm not trying to force it. Don't take that. I don't say, oh, I got to call them. But on one side of the coin, one day they're going to come sit with you. And that's why I'm saying it this way. I don't see anything holding it up. We got to get, this is the next step. That's what the intelligence sees. We got to get out of here.
Amen.
That's why I'm turned on.
Amen.
And why I'm so excited. Brother Bram said in Uniting Time and Sign, he said, we see everything uniting. We see churches uniting, world countries uniting, governments uniting. He named so many things I can't even remember uniting. He said, but how about God and his bride? They're uniting too. And what for? A rapture. And right after that, because that was in a prayer, he says, we're going to meet the Lord in the air, physical, in a body like that body. Oh, people, that's so, any day now. Any day now, it could happen. But what I'm excited about is the come up hither was to the entire bride.
Amen.
You know, we were stuck on, we've come up hither in our revelation. We've had this great revelation, and we see everything. True. But this thing is a little bigger than that. Get our bodies changed. Let's unite together. Go meet the Lord in the air. It's like I was preaching, we can't meet him in these kind of bodies. We got Abraham and Sarah couldn't have that son until they got their bodies changed. And we can't get our promised son to meet him in the air until these bodies are changed.
Amen.
And that verse, Thessalonians 4, shout, voice, and trump, that trump's part of it. And that trump is a calling up, a gathering together. And if you read Revelation 19, because Brother Moore preached many years ago, he went there and said, that's where we're at, tied to the trump, because that's what the trump's doing, it's calling to the wedding supper.
Right.
Let us be glad and rejoice. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. The bride hath made herself ready. The entire bride.
Amen.
And blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the
Amen.
Lamb.
Amen.
That's you. That's me.
Amen.
That's Paul. That's Irenaeus. And on one side of the coin, I just call it Mrs. Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's where we are, people. That's what I'm excited about. That's what I'm glad you gave me a little bit of time. To listen to me without my notes. But God knew what he wanted tonight. God knows what he's doing. He knows where we need to be. This, you know, the thing about steps that we've taken here, because this ain't the only step we've ever taken. We've been taking steps at this church for a long time. We're good at that here. And that's the reason why even when I read the first scripture, I want to make clear we're not denominations that are struggling to move with the Lord. I was just trying to use it. It's so important to see all the scriptures, because if you just stop at one, you'll be looking for the wrong thing.
Right.
And that's what we are. Just we see more and more in the Bible. Same Bible. All together new to us, but per the line of scripture, where we are, where we're going, and what we need to do. One day, we're going to really realize that we don't have to be here. And we're going to get out of here. Even so, Lord, come. Come on, Pastor Moore. My work is done.
Sure.
You're back.
That pocket.
Little Lord, you're preaching something.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Jeremiah.
Amen. Beautiful.
He didn't need notes. That's the thing about it that you all really probably should understand is that when we get up here, we're not using our notes anyway. We use our notes just enough to get off the ground. It's like using the wheels on a plane just to get off the ground. As soon as you get off the ground, you don't even think about those wheels no more. Matter of fact, they fold them up and put them away. And that's what we can do with our notes. And that's why, you know, when you get up here, you'll stumble around. I do it. We all do it. Brother Branham did it. And he'd ask, and he said, you know what I'm waiting on? And it's because you start out and you're trying to get out of the way. And basically God gets you out of the way, and he uses your notes about as little as anything else. He could care less about notes. I remember Brother Josh, when he started preaching, he would get up here and he'd study, and he'd come up here with his notes and he'd lay his notes down and he'd preach and he'd preach with his notes and he'd just stiff as a board. And then he'd lay the notes down and preach the house down. And then he'd come back over to his notes and he'd start reading his notes again and the spirit of the whole church would go down. And then he'd lay those notes down and get over here and preach the house down. Church would go. And Brother Childers finally said, leave those notes alone. Don't even worry about them. That's why I say when you get up, don't even worry so much about your studies. It's good to study. You got to study to show yourself approved. But when it comes to preaching, it ain't something. It's not your studies. This message is not your studies. But I did title your message for you, Taking the Next Step. I thought I'd help you out with that since you were so caught up you forgot that. But you know we are. We're marching to Zion. We'll sing that when we close. But we're marching to Zion. We really are, and we're taking step by step. You don't get there from here without steps. Like if I want to get to that church, if I want to get to those doors back there, I got to take some steps. Even if I took one, it wouldn't be enough to make it. My legs are long, but they're not that long. But walking through life is by taking steps. God, down through the ages, took 7 steps. And this whole end time bride, we're wrapping this thing up, but we're doing it in steps. And that's the one thing that really is standing out to me is that we are fulfilling scriptures all the time. And, you know, apostolic denomination are still stuck on Acts chapter 2. You know, they want you to speak in tongues, so they say, repent and be baptized, and it's still scripture. You're supposed to repent, you're supposed to be baptized, and that's still scripture, but you don't stop there. I mean, Paul even said, he said, leaving these principles, get away from that stuff, the foundational stuff. We got to move on into perfection. But to find out where we're going with perfection, you got to go to another scripture where it talks about us all coming to unity of the faith. So all of these things, all these scriptures are in here. Again, I was thinking when Jeremiah was reading Revelation, I said, you got to understand, we read chapter 4, we read chapter 10, we read chapter 17, we go through Revelation, read these chapters. But you got to remember, when the book of Revelation was written, there wasn't but one big letter. It wasn't chapter and verse. Man put chapter and verse when they put the Bible together. They put the chapters and verse. So if you think it's hard to read Revelations now, try reading 1 through 22 and no breaks. And just one big letter, and God had everything that he was going to do in that letter. There was no way without a prophet that anybody could understand that scroll. Horses, candlesticks, messengers, stars, churches, beast, dragon, woman with child. None of that would have been understood without a prophet. But what you have found in reading through the eyes of the prophet, that book of Revelation, we have been walking through that book the whole time. The whole time, the whole 7 ages, we were walking through the book of Revelations and nobody knew it. They had no idea where we were at. Now that we're at the end time, where we're at now, we're sitting here with a perfect understanding of the entire thing. And if this doesn't make everything else grow strangely dim, if you're still caught up in this world, now, I don't know. I'm going to say this because it keeps getting on my mind. I'm going to say this. God uses names. He uses words. You know, when they would go and they would, Jehovah Jireh, he named a spot because God had provided. And they'd name a city. And Clarice and I read some of the Old Testaments, and some of those names I can't even pronounce. I start trying to pronounce them, and she just laughs. It's like, but they all have meanings.
Yeah.
Every word, every name has meaning. Your name has a meaning. And I'm sitting there and I keep thinking about it because it keeps in the last trumpet that, is it coincidence that President Trump is running for office? His last chance. And I ain't putting no doctrine out. I'm just saying God's a little funny. He plays tricks. He does stuff like that. He has a sense of humor. Benjamin. Little Benjamin. Is sitting over there in Israel. And I'm like, why are these names showing up? I don't know what it means, but I know God likes to keep, he likes to put his thumbprint everywhere. And if Brother Branham said, if you're spiritual, you'll watch spiritual things. And it doesn't mean Trump's going to win or not. It's just the fact that the whole world knows him. He could have, his name could have been Jones, Smith, anything else. But it just so happens that the bride is looking for the last Trump. It just so happens that little Benjamin was the beloved of God in Israel. And you say, well, you're getting into politics. No, I'm just throwing names out there. It's just names. But if you're spiritual, you'll watch spiritual things. That doesn't mean nothing, but just keep your eyes open. Because you know what? We're looking for the last Trump. We've heard the last Trump. And we're already uniting. So it's not anything that we need for us. Sometimes God does things so the world will know. And I just think it's amusing how God does things. And everybody get all political and everything. I ain't worried about whether you like Trump or Biden or nobody. It doesn't matter. I'm just looking at what God's doing. Just watch God. Don't watch the world. Don't watch politics. Watch God. Because God will use politics to... He's always done it. To get Israel in their homeland in 68, I think it was. 48. In 48, when he used Israel, he used Hitler. Now, you would have thought God would have never used Hitler. He used Judas. But he was using Hitler to get the Jews into their own homeland. To establish the Israel's Jews. Because remember, God said a long time ago that he was going to go back to the Jews in their homeland. And God never deals with the Jews outside of them being in their homeland. And fight them, throw all the missiles all you can, do whatever you want. You're not going to get rid of Israel. You say, well, that's politics. No, it's not. It's biblical. That's the Bible. So God's taking care of Israel, and it's getting such that the whole world is turning on them. So God's going to have to give all his attention to them. And remember, he won't deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. Isn't it funny how all these things are winding up at the same time? Amen. God's finishing up with the Gentiles. The last trumpet sounded. The Jews are starting to go back to their homeland. They're calling them in from all over the world. And they're leaving good jobs and everything else going home. And if we are, and I said this a few weeks ago, y'all don't listen to me. I said, if we are the ones that are going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, then that means 144,000 is alive too. It's like, wait a minute. No. They're not babies. If you think you're getting your body changed now, because as soon as we get changed, it goes to 144,000. He don't have another 40 years to raise them up. All they got is 3.5. They got 3.5 years... 144,000 babies? No. So that's how close we are. And the scriptures that are dealing with us are dealing with Israel. Brother Branham said the open of the seals for us and the trumpets to the Jews are the same thing. But what happens for us is going to happen for them. Do you realize that they are going to recognize... When this is all said and done, we're all going to be singing the same song. Amen. The 144,000 are going to be singing the same song the Gentiles are singing. Because when Jesus goes over to them, they're going to say, well, who are you? And where'd you get these wounds? I said, I'm Jesus. I'm the one you killed. And the 144,000 are going to give their life in believing in Christ. They're going to sing the same song that you and I are singing. Jesus is the Savior. He's the Redeemer. Hosanna to God. Glory to God in the highest. They're not going to have a different song. It's going to be the same song. Because when it's all said and done, Everybody's going to bow. Every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess. Come on, musicians. We got to get out of here. Jeremiah, I think he knows me. He don't know nothing. I'm excited about the message. I'm excited about where we're at. I'm excited about what we see. I'm excited about what God... Come back Sunday morning, because I'll be... I ain't preached in a few weeks, so I'll be ready to rock and roll. I'll do one of Jay's numbers. I'll push all y'all song leaders out of the way. Don't forget the announcements. And don't forget... What did I say we're going to sing? We're marching to Zion. I don't know what page that is, but... What is it? Oh, page 15. And the only believe. Come back Sunday expecting. I'm excited. And I, you know what's so funny about it? I haven't even tried to study anything. I'm just sort of, because I'm like, I am going to explode. And so I don't know what I'm going to preach Sunday, but I do, but I don't. And I haven't sat down to try to put anything together, but oh my, I'm excited about it already. And I don't even want to even say nothing, because y'all are trying to get some stuff out of me. But I'm excited about where we're at. I love that, Jeremiah, taking steps. Because that's what we're doing. What man has done is they get to a certain point, then they bog down. Every denomination was created because they got into a place and they sat down and said, that we've got it all. We've got it all. We got a prophet. Then everybody sat down and said, we got a prophet. Malachi 4 is a prophet. But that wasn't the end of the story. Get over to Revelations 10 and 1. We have a mighty angel came down to that prophet. Right. And we sat down. Right. Right. So yeah, that's good to know that. But that was not the end of the story. Revelations 10, 8 through 11. It was good to have that. And we needed it. And we had to go prophesy again. We had to take the book and eat it. But that's not the end of the story. Don't stop. Just like he told those guys. Those disciples that were walking, they had 100% truth as far as they went. But they had to take another step. And it took the word to bring them to that next step. And he opened their eyes and they saw, wow, this is sitting there the whole time. Oh my goodness. Anyway, let's go home. We're marching to, where am I at? Page 15. Come ye that love the Lord, and let our joy be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. Yes, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yes, we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dried. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fair world, worlds on high, to fair world. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we're marching to Zion, that beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yes, we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Let those who refuse to sing, let those refuse to sing, who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may
they speak their joys abroad. Oh, yes, we're marching to God. Oh, that beautiful, beautiful God. Oh, yes, we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Oh, yes, we're marching.
Here's a minute.